The following is a recording for Rafael Borja with iAdvice on Wednesday, May 31st, 2017 at 9:30 a.m. Central for Davivienda First Quarter 17 Earnings Call. Good morning. My name is Jonathan, and I will be with your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Davivienda Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. I will now turn the conference over to Maria Barona of iAdvice Corporate Communications. Mrs. Barona, please go ahead.
Thank you and good morning, everyone. Welcome to Davivienda's First Quarter 2017 Earnings Conference Call. Today's call is for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. Joining us today from Bogota, Colombia are Mr. Efraín Forero Fonseca, Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Ricardo León Otero, Chief Risk Officer. They will be discussing the results as per the press release that was distributed yesterday. If you have not yet received a copy of the earnings report, please visit us at www.davivienda.com on the Investor Relations section, where there will also be a webcast presentation to accompany the discussion during this call. If you need any assistance, please contact iAdvise in New York at 212-406-3693. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that any forward-looking statements made today by Davivienda's management is subject to various conditions and may differ materially. These conditions are outlined in the last page of the company's press release in the disclaimer, and we ask that you refer to it for guidance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Efraín Forero, Chief Executive Officer of Davivienda, who will begin the presentation. Please begin, sir.
It's a great pleasure to meet everyone at our meeting and to share with you the results of Banco Davivienda as of March 2017. I would like to begin by addressing the main economic aspect of the quarter. The economic activity during the first quarter of the year experienced a significant decrease by reporting a GDP growth of 1.1% compared to the 2.7% obtained in the first quarter of 2016. The lower growth is associated with the effects of the contractionary monetary policy held until the end of 2016, the VAT increased to 19%, and the contraction in the oil and gas sector. On the other hand, total inflation will close in March at 4.7%, continues to decrease mainly as a result of the deceleration of food inflation, which dropped in March to 3.7%, compared to 7% in December. During the quarter, we observed the return of portfolio capital flows to emerging markets, which grew more than $1 billion compared to those recorded in the first quarter last year. This was driven by the lower sovereign risk perception of Colombia, which improved thanks to the approval of the tax reform last year, contributing to the Colombian peso revaluation during the quarter. One of the highlights of the macroeconomic situation in Central America is related to the downgrade of the sovereign risk rating of El Salvador, where political circumstances lead the government to default some payments related to pension obligations. Because of this, the credit risk rating of International Bank in El Salvador were downgraded to the country ceiling of this sovereign rating. In our case, the rating of Davivienda El Salvador went to B- from BB-. We expect no major impact on the regular operation of the bank there. Moving on to slide 7, I would like to start by pointing out the ability of the bank to generate capital before we go into the quarter results. Last March, General Shareholder Meeting approved to capitalize 72% of last year's profits. As a result, Tier 1 closed at 8.12%, 106 65 basis points up compared to the end of last year. The total solvency ratio reached 12.3% at the end of March this year. At the same time, the general shareholder dividend of 950 pesos, Colombian pesos per share, representing a 10% increase compared to the previous year. At the end of March, on a yearly basis, the gross loan portfolio increased 10.9%, in line with our expectation for this year. The Colombian's portfolio growth was 13.4%, while the system grew at a rate of 7.2%. Portfolio in our Central America operation increased 6% in dollars. The corporate portfolio grew by 7%. On the other hand, the small and medium businesses portfolio closed with a growth of 15% compared to the same period last year. The retail portfolio went up 15.3% over the last 12 months. Regarding the risk of our portfolio, we observed an increase of 47 basis points in our non-performing loan ratio, closing at 2.38% as a result of the lower growth of the Colombian economy and the particular risk within our corporate loan portfolio. In turn, we have a total reserve coverage ratio of 171.5%. Now I will ask you to continue to slide 8. The quarter's net income closed at 326 billion pesos, which indicates a reduction of 23.2% compared to the same period of the previous year and a 39% compared to the last quarter of 2016. This is a result of the extraordinary income generated during previous quarters. Excluding this from both periods, the net income increased by 43% compared to the fourth quarter of the last year. Please proceed to slide number 9. Currently, we have more than 3.3 million customers using our Davivienda platform. Among them, about 600,000 have already used our new app. Last March 23, we launched the new Davivienda key that would allow any Colombian to make transactions when being at any social network or email system without needing it. So far, 184,000 customers are using our keyboard. That makes Davivienda the first bank in the world using this type of innovation. Please go to slide 10, where I would like to present you two other relevant highlights of the quarter regarding funding and securitization. In Costa Rica, in January, we securitized 150 million of future remittance flows through diversified payment rights. In March this year, we securitized mortgages in Colombia for 206 billion Colombian pesos, closing with a securitized portfolio balance of 1.9 trillion Colombian pesos. During the same month, we issued subordinated bonds in the local market for 399 billion. This issue had a demand of 3.2 times the amount offered, with maturity between 7 to 8 years. In April, we issued green bonds for the first time in Colombia for Colombian pesos, 433 billion pesos. This is the largest issue of green bonds to any private financial institution in Latin America, which demonstrates Davivienda's commitment to funding projects with a positive environment and climate impact. Now, I would like to introduce you to Ricardo León, our Chief Risk Officer, who will provide further details on the financial results of the bank.
Thank you for the introduction, Mr. Forero. Good morning. It is a pleasure to share with you the results of Banco de Vivienda for the first quarter of 2017. On this slide 12, I will talk about the evolution of assets. Assets closed at 95.1 billion pesos in March 2017. It represents a 9.3% growth compared to the previous year. The growth is mainly explained by the net loan portfolio, which grew 11.4% annually, reaching 71.5 billion pesos. Investment grew by 7% during the year, closing at 9.4 billion pesos, driven by the behavior of investment in Colombia, which rose 7.3% compared to 2016. As you can see on the bottom of the slide, analyzing the performance by region, Colombia's assets grew 12% on a yearly basis, reaching 73.3 trillion pesos. On the other hand, the Central American assets remained stable compared to the same period in 2016. It's important to highlight the behavior of the exchange rate, in which the Colombian peso devalued 3.8% in the last 12 months. In this way, in dollars, there was a 4.1% increase compared to the same period last year. Without considering the effect of the exchange rate on our assets, growth would be 10.2%. Moving on to slide 18, we will discuss gross loan portfolio behavior. As of March 31st, the portfolio in Colombian pesos represents 73% of the total, while the portfolio in dollars represents 27%. The gross loan portfolio grew by 10.9% annually, in line with our estimates at the start of the year. This growth is explained by 13.4% for Colombia and 1.9% for our operation in Central America. In dollars, growth for the latter was 6%. One of the most significant growth in the loan portfolio is that of the consumer loan portfolio, reaching by 16.8%. This growth is supported by our strategy in credit cards, vehicles, and unsecured personal loans. This portfolio closed with a balance of 19.3 trillion pesos. Mortgage portfolio grew 18.6% compared to the same period in 2016, closing at 16.1 trillion pesos, maintaining during this quarter a good dynamic as well. Our commercial loan portfolio, which has had moderated performance over the last 12 months, closed with a growth of 7%, explained mainly by the behavior of construction and SMEs loans in Colombia, which grew 22.4% and 18% respectively. The commercial loan portfolio closed with a total balance of 58.1 trillion pesos. Without considering the effect of exchange rate on the total portfolio, growth would be 11.7%. I'd like to move on to slide 14 to review the performance of the portfolio in terms of risk. As we can see at the top of the slide, the NPL ratio for the loan portfolio closed at 2.38% as of March 2017, which represents an increase of 47 basis points compared to the same period last year. This is explained by the commercial and consumer portfolios in Colombia. In reference to each of the segments, the commercial portfolio ratio increased from 1.6% to 2.2% during the last 12 months due to the particular crisis in Colombia. The consumer portfolio increased 21 basis points, closing at 2.6% compared to the same quarter in 2016. This increase is explained mainly by credit cards and unsecured loans in Colombia as a result of the current economic situation. NPL ratio for the mortgage portfolio went up to 2.50%, an increase of 30 basis points mainly driven by a deterioration in the social housing and self-employed customers in the leasing for housing segment. However, the NPL below 120 days closed at 2.16% for this quarter, bringing the NPL ratio more closely followed. In the second half of 2016, origination policies for higher rate niches were adjusted in both portfolios, mortgage and consumer. Additionally, during the quarter, we securitized 206 billion pesos of mortgage. On the bottom left, we have a coverage ratio of 108%, estimated with the provision included in the PNL on the full IFRS. However, on the right, the total reserve coverage ratio, which includes the provision that are accounted in the equity, closed at a level of 171.5% in this quarter, a level with which we feel comfortable to tolerate the risk of the consolidated portfolio. The total reserve coverage for the commercial portfolio closed at 155.9%, the consumer portfolio closed at 262.4%, and the mortgage at 91%. I would like to move to slide 15, please. Funding sources increased by 8.6% annually, closing at 79.6 trillion pesos. Consolidated demand deposit totaled 84.5 trillion pesos, growing mainly due to the highest volume in saving accounts in Colombia. Term deposit showed higher growth during the year at 20%, growing 30% in Colombia. Our foreign subsidiary had a growth in funding sources of 4% during the year. In Colombia, growth was 11.6% compared to the same period last year. The effect of Colombian peso revaluation during the last 12 months generated a contraction of around 1% in the annual growth of funding sources. Now, I would like to move on to slide 16. Last March, shareholders meeting authorized the capitalization of 72.1% of the profit generated during 2016, allowing us to close the first quarter of 2017 with a solvency ratio of 12.3%. Q1 closed at 8.1%, 165 basis points higher than reported at the close of 2016, and up 362 basis points above the regulatory minimum. Now, let's move on to slide 17, please. Net financial margin for the quarter was 867 billion pesos, 2.3% less than 2016. Although loan income increased by 14%, the decrease is mainly explained by a lower income for investment, the high interest rate on deposits, which are starting to decrease after the changes on the monetary policy, along with an increase in allowance expenses. Net expenses for allowance in March 2017 were 486 billion pesos, 9.2% more than reported in the same quarter last year. Regarding the fourth quarter of 2016, provision expenses grew 162.6%, driven by a deterioration in the risk level of the consumer loan portfolio and some specific corporate cases during the quarter. Cost of risk for the bank at the close of the fifth quarter was 1.74%, 50 basis points lower than reported in the first quarter of 2016. We were able to keep a stable net interest margin of 6.4%. This year, we expected to see an expansion of this ratio as a result of the lower intervention rate from Central Bank and our greater exposure to the cap rate in our consumer portfolio. Now, I will move on to slide 18. Operating expenses closed at 740 billion pesos, 14.3% less than the last quarter of 2016. This drop is a result of less operating expenses, 20.1%, less personal expenses, 8.2%, and taxes, 25.8%. Compared to the first quarter last year, expenses rose 9.1%, derived in part from the increase in the value-added tax, the inflation adjustment at the beginning of the year, and rent expenses due to the sale of real estate assets. Consolidated efficiency ratio closed at 46.4%. In order to conclude this presentation, I would like to move on to slide 19 to comment on the bank's profit. As Mr. Forero mentioned earlier, net income as of March 2017 decreased 22.2%, closing at 326 billion pesos compared to the same quarter last year. During the first quarter of 2016, it had non-recurring income due to the sale of a fee for 43 billion pesos. Regarding for the fourth quarter, there were extraordinary income of 307 billion pesos due to the sale of real estate assets and the conversion of Credibanco into a corporation. If we exclude the extraordinary income from both periods, we have a decrease in profit of 14% compared to the first quarter of 2016 and an increase of 43% compared to the fourth quarter of last year. The ROE reached 17%, up 160 basis points from the same period in 2016. Return on assets was 1.77%, higher than the 1.58% reported 12 months ago. In general, these are the bank's main results we have prepared for you today. With this, I conclude my presentation. Thank you for your attention, and now we will move on to the Q&A session. Thank you. This is the right place.
At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star 2. Again, that is star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Our first question comes from Mayara Redobog with Wells Fargo. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the presentation. My question is related to your loan loss reserve coverage level, which is significantly lower than your historical levels. And if you can give more detail on what that is, why that is happening, and if this is the level you will keep going forward.
Come on, Sergio. que se redujo. Sí. Que se redujo el costo.
Okay. Thank you, Nayaba. I would like to explain the cover ratio at the end of March. During this year, we have been considering to include in the estimation of provision the guarantees that we have, particularly in mortgage portfolio and in vehicle portfolio. In the past, we didn't use the guarantees to estimate the provision. However, since October of last year, in the last quarter, we started to use the guarantees to estimate the level of provision in commercial portfolio, and in this year, we have been using including the guarantees in mortgage portfolio and in vehicle portfolio. So the level of coverage is impacted by this decision that we made in the last quarter. However, it's very important to check the coverage that we estimate in the slide 14. In the slide 14, we present in the bottom right of the slide a picture that says total reserve coverage that includes the provision that we pass through the P&L, and in addition, in IFRS, we have additional reserve that we accounted in the equity account. In that situation, the total coverage is 171, a little bit below than the last quarter. However, the explanation is because we include the guarantees in the process to estimate the allowance.
Thank you again. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. There appears to be no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Forero for any closing remarks.
Well, thank you very much for everyone for following us and to be here in this presentation. We see that the bank is going very well according to our projections. The economy behavior of the country in Colombia is passing through a difficult moment, but however, we foresee a better behavior in the second semester. So we believe that Davivienda is going to keep on working hard to cope with the projections that we have for the year 2017 and for the coming years as well. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's teleconference. You may now disconnect.